The eighth practice, mapping the broken relationships. Identifying those we have harmed. Transformation of character must flow outward into transformed relationships. The eighth practice calls us to make a list of all persons we have harmed and to become willing to make things right with each of them. Indigenous wisdom teaches that we exist within a web of kinship, mitakuye oyasin, all my relations. When we cause harm, we tear this web. The injury does not remain between two people. It ripples outward, affecting families, communities, and even the land itself. Likewise, when we heal a relationship, the healing ripples outward. Restorative justice in Indigenous traditions asks not what punishment fits the crime, but what will restore balance to all affected parties. The focus is on healing the tear in the social fabric, not on retribution. This practice requires us to review our lives systematically. Family members, friends, colleagues, neighbors, strangers, institutions, anyone we have harmed through our actions or our failures to act. We write each name. For each name, we note the harm done. We also cultivate willingness. This may be the greater challenge. Some names on our list may fill us with shame, others with fear, others with lingering resentment. We are not yet making amends. We are preparing our hearts. We are asking ourselves, can I become willing to face these people and these harms? For those toward whom we still carry resentment, we remember, resentment is the poison we drink, hoping another will suffer. The amends process is for our freedom, not theirs. Daily practice. Begin your list. Do not rush. Let memory surface. Ask the great mystery to help you see clearly. For each name, ask, am I willing to make this right? Where willingness is lacking, pray for it.